Noach ish tzadik, tonim hoya b'doroso, esra lekim salach Noach. Pasuk calls Noach a tzadik and a tonim. And the Chazal and the Medrash and the Medayik in the word Noach, it comes from the Lashon Menucha, contentment, Nichasa. Medrash says, Naichala Elyonim, Naichala Tachtonim, Naichala Bolam Azeh, Naichala Bolam Abo. And actually, Rashi himself, in last week's Parsha, when Noach was born, we read, Vayikra Shmo Noach Lemo, Zeh Yenachameinu Mima'aseinu Meitzvon Yodeinu Min Ha'adoma Asher Erev Hashem. So his father recognized in him Yenachameinu Mima'aseinu, and at first glance Yenachameinu is Meloshin Nechama, which is a different word. Nechama has Nun Ches, but the Mem is part of the Shogun. Nachem Nechama, a consolation. He will console us. But apparently Rashi didn't interpret the word Yenachameinu that way. Rashi says there in Parshas Bereishis last week, Yaniach Mimenu. Yenachameinu is a combination of two words. Yaniach Mimenu will take from us as Itzvon Yadenu. Rashi goes on to say, because until Noah was born, so the klola, which the earth was cursed as a result of the chet of Adam Arishon, the kotz v'dad al tatzmiach lo, still prevailed. Arugo ha'adoma v'avurecha, so the earth was cursed along with man. And when Noah was born, the earth found menucha. Nocha, it's rested. It's rested. Menucha, Naicha, Nocha, it's all marumas in the word Noah. In other words, until Noah came, there was dissension in the earth. The earth itself, nature itself, there was no shalom, there was no peace, there was no harmony. There was constant strife in nature itself. That's how Rashi says. There was strife. There was a curse. When Noah came, nature found peace. Zeyenachaneinu mima'aseinu. When man tilled the soil, he found a siman bracha. Me'itzvon yadeinu. There was no more sadness. There was no more frustration. If you planted wheat, it grew wheat. Before, it didn't grow. It planted wheat and grew thorns and thistles. Kotz v'dada. So this was the naicha, the nichasa, that Noah absolved the bria from the chet. The earth, not man. He absolved the bria, the earth, from the chet of Adam HaRishon, from the klola, as a result of the chet of Adam HaRishon. That's why in Zohar also you find that Noah is a remes to Shabbos. Noah is the inyan of Shabbos, because the Shabbos everything finds menucha and peace and contentment. So Noah symbolizes the Shabbos, even though it's before Matan Torah. The inyan of Noah is a remez to the menucha that exists in the Bria. And this is the result of the Ish Tzadik. The Medrash brings Adohu Tachsiv Kavo Sukho Ve'in Roshem. The Tzadik is Odola. The Tzadik is the pillar of the world. He's Mechaber, the Rotzen Hashem, with the Bria. Now we say in the davening and by Baruch David, before Hashem, Agdullah, Vagvura, Vataferas, Vanetz, Vahot, Kichol, Vashemayim, Vahorez. And Kichol is the Gematria of Yisod. Kichol, Vashemayim, Vahorez. And the Yisod represents the Tzaddik, the Pasuk in Mishlei, Tzaddik Yisod Olam, the pillar, the foundation stone of the earth. So Noah, Tzaddik, he was the Yisod Ha'olam. Now there's a very interesting medrash here that contrasts Noah with the Dor HaMabul. The interesting thing is that the Medrash brings One pasuk we just mentioned, Kavor Sufa, the marble passes, Ve'ein Rasha, there are no, the Rasham are wiped out, but the Tzadik Yisad Olam remains. This goes in the Dora Marble, and this goes unknown. Then the pasuk brings two other, the Medrash brings two other psukim in Mishlei, and really pays to be medayik here. In Mishlei, there's a pasuk that says, Hafoch, Hafoch, Veshoim, Ve'einam, who based Tzadikim Yamod. So the Medrash says, Hafoch Hashoim Ve'enam, Zedor HaMabul. Kaddish Baruch Hu turned the world over, Ve'enam. But the base tzaddikim remains, that's Noah. Another pasuk it says, base in Perek Yudalad in Mishlei, base Hashoim Yishomei, Ve'ohav Yishorem Yafriyah. The house of Hashoim becomes exterminated. Ve'ohav Yishorem, the tent of the righteous, of the Yishorem, the straight Yafriyah. Blossoms. So again, the same drasha. This goes on the Dor HaMabul, and the Ohel Yishorim goes on Noah. In the first pasuk, it says, "Ubeis tzadikim yamod," going on Noah. Hafoch Hashoim Ve'enam, Ubeis tzadikim yamod. In the second pasuk, it says, "Shriach." What's the nafkemina? These are two different ideas. A bais is not an ohel, and tzadikim. Based tzaddikim and Ohel Yishorim. Here it says Yamot and there it says Yafriach. And both refer to Noah. So it seems perhaps that two different ideas are conveyed here in these two drashas, both referring to Noah. Noah was based tzaddikim Yamot in contrast to the Dor HaMabul. And Noah was also Ohel Yishorim Yafriach in contrast to the Dor HaMabul. They were done away with and Noah remained. Because actually, Noah accomplished two things. The whole idea of the Sedra is that as a result of this tzaddik, who stood alone when the world was, when the Mabul came, and he was saved, but not only was he saved, but as a result of his korban and his avoda and his tzidkis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a covenant with the Briya that there will be no more Mabul. So he saved the day for nature. L'chatchila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw in the Dor HaMabul ki nichamti ki asisin, and it doesn't pay to have such a Briya. V'noach motzachein b'ni Hashem. But what happened afterwards? Something changed. Not only was Noach saved and he started to rebuild all over again, but there's something more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no more Mabul. Lo osif od l'kala l'sra adoma Mabul ha'odom. And he gave a shvua. Lo osif, Rashi brings there, it says a telosh shvua. So, Noach guaranteed that the Briya will have an eternal kiyum. Ki mei Noach zosli asher nishbati, we read in Daf Torah. So Noach created a bias, a kvius, a bias, a loshen kvius, a double kva, right? Based tzaddikim yamod, the Briya will have a kiyum, no matter what. Hashem will not be Yoshev, no, Hashem owes Lami Yitin, Hashem Yivor HaSam Bashol, no more Mabul. So the first pasuk which the Medrash brings, perhaps means to convey what Noach did for the Briya, that he, b'schuso, and b'schus is korban, b'schus is avoda, even though there was a Mabul when he lived, but no more Mabul in the future. Hofoch Hashoim Ve'enam, who based tzaddikim the Briya, the entire world, is the bias of this tzaddik, Yamod, and it will remain forever. But in addition to this, Noah did something else. He paved the way for Avraham Avinu. Because this guarantee which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives in the Briya is a bris, is a covenant, even if there would be no Klal Yisrael. Before Avraham, before anything. Of course, it's Bishvul Yisrael Shenikharesh. The whole purpose of the Briya is for the future, Matan Torah and the Klal Yisrael. But in terms of history, in terms of the chronology of the Sefer Bereishis, so the bris which HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes with Noach precedes Avraham Avinu, precedes anything that comes after him. Ki mei Noach zos liyasha nishbati, there'll be no more. But in addition to that, Noah had three sons. And his tzitzis became a vurur and shame. Huh? And from shame came out Avraham Avinu. And he began to bring out the Klal Yisrael. So, in contrast to Avraham Avinu, there's the Ohel Yishorim. Yishorim refers to the Ovis. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Sefer HaYosher is called Sefer Bereshis because it refers to the Ovos, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shenichu, Yishorim. Ohel Yishorim. Ohel, in contrast to a bayis, is a davar she'ein akva. A bayis is a kva. A ohel is a tent. Yeah. It's not as solid as a bayis. It's not as permanent as a bayis. Compared, so in terms of the Bria, Noah created a base tzaddikim, but for the future, his was only an ohel. To bring out ohel yishorim yafriach, from this ohel will blossom. That's shame. Avraham Avinu, the Klal Yisrael. So the emes, there are two things that Noah here accomplished. One is that he sealed the eternity of nature, the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Noah. Secondly, that he was, from him came out a perach of Yeshurim, a blossoming of Yeshurim that came out, took 10 generations to come out. Asorah Doros, so therefore the Medrash brings the other pasuk as well, not only based tzadikim yamod, but ohel yishorim yafriach. Now be'emes, last week, in connection to what we're saying right now, last week we mentioned that in the first parasha of Bereshis we find the bria of Adam Rishon. We talk about this, we discussed this I believe last week, in two parashiyos about the Bria of Adam Rishon. One was Nasa Adam B'Tzalmenu Kidmuseinu V'Yudu B'Tkas Hayom Avol HaShemayim. There we see Adam Rishon in terms of his nature, the Nefesh HaTibius. And in the second parasha, Ayipach Papa Nishmas Chayim, and he's put Gan Eden L'Avdol L'Shomro. And there we find the Neshama Elikis of Adam Rishon. That Adam Rishon was created not only to rule over nature, but to be over Hashem in terms of Torah and mitzvahs. That's the second aspect of the Bria of Adam Rishon. We spoke about this last week. Now, Be'emes, following that idea, as a result of the Chet of Adam Rishon, both aspects of Adam Rishon deteriorated. Not only did his Nefesh Elikis deteriorate, and he was driven from the Gan Eden, where he was put l'chatchila l'ovda l'shamra, right? And l'ovda is mitzvah asay, l'shamra is mitzvah lo sasa. So Adam is so the nefesh or the kiss, the vayipach ba'af of nishmas chayim, which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Not only was that corrupted, my gorash is Adam from the Gan Eden, but the natural man was also corrupted. What happened? Kain and Hevel, until the Dor HaMabel, everything became corrupted. And nature became corrupted, and everything was cursed. Everything went down. So Noah brought a certain redemption, a certain geula to nature. This is the bracha which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Noah. Kilo osef lekalel ha'odom bavur ha'odom. This is the way man is, and nature is redeemed. So Noah was misakin that the aspect of the Bria of Adam Rishon, but the kedushadika aspect, not the natural Adam, but the kedushadika Adam, the chelik alakamimal, the Gan Edendika Adam. This remains for Avraham Avinu. This remains for Matan Torah. This is for later. That's for later. So really, Noah completes only half the job. It remains for the Yeshurim, Owen Yeshurim Yafriach, to complete the whole tikkun, that which was niskalkel, which became corrupted, which was spoiled. The Bria became spoiled as a result of the Chet of Adam Rishon, until it climaxed with the Dor HaMabel. It's all spoiled, it's all rotten. So Noah brings it back a little bit, brings back nature to its tikkun. But he only brings it back halfway. Avraham Avinu, the Klal Yisrael, the Torah, Matan Torah, this brings it back all the way. So coming back to our Indian over here, the Parsha. Noach, Ela told us, Noach is tzaddik. And what happened there? So let's learn a few of the psukim here in the parasha of Hatishoches. Hatishoches ha'orat tufneihu elikim. Hatimoli ha'orat tzchomas. So Rashi brings that the corruption of the Bria was such that even Chaya va'ov nizkokim l'she'enam minam. So v'zda'ako ala oretz, says Rashi, anki hishris kolbosa, even the animal kingdom, even the Chaya va'ov was totally full of abominations. They didn't stick to their gender, they didn't stick to their min, it was all achom, hashchosa, corruption. So Beis HaLevi brings out a beautiful idea here. How come this is true? Mela Odom, who's about Bchira, so there's no telling to where man can sink as a result of his Bchira. But this is the Balei Chaim. Why should Balei Chaim become so corrupt? Who caused them to become corrupt? They have no Bchira. So he says that from here we see the Hashpah that Odom has on the Bchira. When the Odom behaves in accordance to the Ratzon Hashem, so he's mala the whole Bria with him. In Cholul Vechas, when the Odom sinks, so he's the Rosh is no till Chelko Vechelik Chaveiro BeGehenim. Why should you get chelko v'chelik chaveiro b'gan Eden? It's because your practice, your behavior has a roshim in somebody else. So you get not only schar for yourself, you get schar for chaveiro. And cholul pakert, a roshim not only gets an onesh for his own behavior, he gets an onesh from the ra which he caused to be influenced upon others. And this is the kavanah of the Mishnah in Tzadkei Avos, which may niyat ha'os is lav, lidei din v'cheshbon. What is din and what is cheshbon? Din is on your own mindset. Cheshbon is how your ma'asim affected others. So you've got to give not only a din, but a cheshbon as well. And he brings it all out here in the parasha, the Beis HaLevi on Chumash, that the whole nature became corrupt as a result of the b'chira of Adam. He has a hashpah on wherever he finds himself. So, this is the Vatimoli Ha'oretz Chomos. Noach, of course, is the contrast to all of this. Noach, of course, is the contrast to all of this. And he was a Tzadik Tomim. Tzadik Bedroch, Gemara says Tzadik B'Masov, Tomim Bedrochov. And Rashi says, interesting, Tomim Bedrochov, he was an honor of the Shvalberach. In other words, a tzaddik is in his maisim, and the tomim in his midas. He was an omav in the shvalberach, and the shorash of all midas tovos is the chanova. So Rashi says he was tomim, he was complete, the midosah. Later on, it says kios chol reisi tzaddik lefonai bador hazeh. So Rashi brings the Gemara. There he's not prayed to the tzaddik tomim. So Rashi mikan she'omrim mikta shvacho shalozam befonav v'kulo shalov befonav. Shalom b'fon of the Torah praises him as tzaddik tamim. Other later on, only tzaddik. Why? Because he was being spoken to directly. B'fon of you only say mikzah shvacha. Sam Sofer says an interesting pshat. Different pshat in why he doesn't say later on tzaddik tamim. He says because in general Noah was a tzaddik in a tamim, but the Lord said, of course, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to him about building the teva, bo'ata v'chol beisko el ha-teva, ki os chora isi tzadik lefonai bador hazeh. Bador hazeh, you're a tzadik, you're not a tamim anymore. Why? Because there was something wrong in the tmimus, because he wasn't mashpi on his door. This is that the Walden Mephoshim, the Halshich, and others, I think of the Sephonu says of the Beirish here. I think the Chilik between Noah and Avraham, say that Chazal and the Mephoshim, point out the contrast, Yesh Doshim Lignai, that Noah was great, but compared to Avram, he wasn't. What's, after all, the chilik? The chilik is that Noah did not leave, was not mispal on his door, was not mosa nefesh for his door, he was only a tzaddik in himself. Whereas Avram Avinu was mispal for his door, and he traveled, and he went all over, he left it on the door. And Noah did not leave, no matter how much of a tzaddik in the tzaddik he was, but he didn't leave an impact on the door. Therefore, he also isi tzaddik lefonai bador hazeh, and this door, you're a tzaddik. But the midas hatamim, he's not praised with anymore. Because the tzmimus, the perfection, was somehow impaired by the fact that he did not have a koyach to be mashpia on the door. Now, so the Inyan of the Teva, of course, the Inyan of the Teva is where the whole is Noah has Zohar to be saved. And he takes everything in the Bria is taken into the Teva, and that's all that's left, a miniature world, that's what the Teva is, and from here it springs out all over again when it comes out. Now, in connection to what we were talking before, that Noah, the contrast between Noah and his generation, that he was a tzaddik, but there was no roshim, and the rest were the same rishoyim, whereas Avraham Avinu was vayikra b'shem Hashem wherever he went. Rashi says, Tuf showed him the word Tzohar. He was told to make a Tzohar. Does it mean a window, an opening? Or does it mean an Efen Tova Hameir Olohem? Rashi. Now the Shaila is, there was a window in the Teva. Because later on we read, Vayiftach Noach as Chalon HaTeva Asher Osa, when he sent out the Orev. So there was a window. So why does Rashi have to say that the Tzohar means an Eben Tova? Obviously the purpose of the Tzohar was to bring light into the Teva. Now there's the Machlokes and the Pshotim, how did he get the light? Was there an opening so that light can come in? Or was there an Eben Tova that was made that illuminated the Teva? The question is, there obviously was a Chalon, because it says Beferesh HaFumish. Vayiftach Noach as Chalon HaTeva Asher Osa. So why must we resort to another pshat in Tzohar? Because the word Tzohar, the tzaddik, is related to Zion, Zohar, splendor, light. But why was it necessary to have this Tzohar, this Eben Tova, this jewel that gave off light? And maybe the answer is that Noah didn't want the light of the Zohar Mabel to get into his paper. The Chalon was used to send out messages, not to bring in. It was a Pesach ha'osi lahotzi v'lo lahachnas. Usually a Pesach is lahachnas lahotzi, right? Every Pesach. But this chalon that Noah had in the Teva was only for purposes of sending out. But he didn't want the light of the contaminated world around him to get into his Teva. So therefore Rashi brings that the light that Noah made in his Teva was an inner light, an Eben Tova, that illuminated the Teva. But he didn't want to be nehneh from any oil that came from the outside. So therefore he had to make another Tzohar. He had to stave off the light from the outside with an Eben Tova. It was a Pesach ha'osi lehotzi below lahachnas. Oh, that's exactly what I was thinking about. Vayas Lavoyes Chalone Shkufim Atumim. The Beis Hamikdash was made, it says in Melochim, Chalone Shkufim Atumim. So the Gemara says, Shkufim, it went like this. There were thick walls, so the windows in the Beis Hamikdash on the inside were very small, but on the other side of the wall, it protruded, it went out. Shumi b'chutz v'atumim mibefnim. Why? Because the Mikdash gave off light into the rest of the world. But the Mikdash didn't need any of the light on the outside to come in. Is the Mela the Inyan of the Teva? The Inyan of the Teva is that remnant of Kedusha that remains in the Doh HaMavol, the remnant of Kedusha. So the remnant of Kedusha had its own light, that so had it came from the inside. Now, let's, in the light of everything that we're saying here about the bliss of Noach and as a result of Noach coming out of the Teva, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yitmakev HaKov, and let's just examine a shtickle of Baal HaTzurim a little bit later in the parasha. When Noach comes out of the Teva, he's Makdev a Korban, and that Korban really has the effect of the whole bris which HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes with the Bria. And we read there, in Perek Ches Posik Chof, Vayiven Noach Mizbeach Lashem, Vayikach Mikol HaBehema HaTorom, Mikol HaOf HaTohor, Vayal Oros HaMizbeach. Vayorach Hashem Ezreach HaNichoach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu smelled Kavayochol. The odor came to him. The Reach HaNichoach, the pleasant odor. And then HaKadosh Vayomer Hashem Alibo Lo Osef Lekal Lo Nesu Adomo Bavu HaOdom. This curse will never happen again. Ki Yetzal Lev HaOdom Ramen Urov. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rationalizes the failure of man. Like it says in Tehillim, Yihu Yada Yitzreinu Zohu Ki Ofer Anochnu. So, what's the Pashta Pshat? We say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows Yoyada Yitzreinu, we're never chofer, so listen, what can you expect? So this is the Chora, what the Pashta Pshat is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks with a different Ba'ayin Tova on the Briya, looks Ba'ayin Tova, Nebach Yetzalev HaOdom Ramen Urov, so Melech, you won't do away anymore. And this is the Reach HaNichoach as a result of the Korban of Noah. It's therefore below Osef. Lo Osef, Velo Osef, here's the Kepel Aloshim, which stands for Shrua. Rashi says, Velo Osef, O Blakos, Es Kochai Kasher Osisi. So the Baal HaTzurim says here, and Vayorach, Beis B'Mesorah. There are two times it says in the Mesorah, in Tanakh, the word Vayorach. Hocho, here, in this place, Ve'idoch, in one other place. Vayorach as Reach Begodov, when Yaakov Avinu came to Esav. Vayorach as Reach Begodov. And there, when Yitzchak smelled that Reach, that Yaakov Avinu was wearing the big day Esav, wasn't he wearing the big day Esav? So he said there, Rei Reach Beniki Reach Sod Berchu Hashem. Nichnasa Imo Reach Ganei. Nichnasa Imo, Rashi brings it in Parshas Toldos, when he was. Yitzchak smelled in the begodim of Yaakov a reyach gan Eden, even though he was wearing Victor Yasek. Over there. So the Baal HaTzurim goes on to say, and this Vayorach is reyach begodov. V'zeh shadorshu azal, afilei poshe Yisroel asidim shiitnu reyach. Victor Yasek represents poshe Yisroel, it represents rishis. In the rishis he smelled something, a reyach gan Eden. Even Poshe Yisroel will give off a pleasant odor. That's why Chazal Darshan, where do you see Poshe Yisroel? Vayorach as Reach Begodov, Al Tikri, Begodov Ela Bogdov, Bogdov. So, Vayorach Hashem as Reach HaNichoach. So the Baal HaTzurim says, here in this Reach HaNichoach of Noah, there's a remnant to that in you. Vayorach Hashem es reyach ha-nichoach, she'asidim litein reyach nichoach, la'osid another reyach that Yitzchak will smell, and comes out of the reyach coming off the Godom of Poshi Yisrael, but he recognizes in there a certain reyach. What does he tell me? What's the idea here behind these two, this Masorah says twice Vayorach and the Baal HaTzurim. Baal HaTzurim is saying something here. He's saying a few. Baal HaTzurim is, I believe, just as Patach, very poshut. Just like what Noach did here, what the Pasuk is telling me, that what happened is a result of Noach's korban, the Ritzui, which Noah brought forth to Eini Hashem in his looking at the whole Bria, and therefore Lo Osef Lekala Adam, what Noah accomplished, I think, was the following. I mean, to be put it in the following words. Just as Noah, in compared to the whole world, so Noah was the Chelek HaTov, which was saved, and the whole world went down the drain. Huh? That's what happened in the Mabel. There was something, there was a Chelek HaTov which was saved, and the rest went all down. So Noah, as a result of his avoda, of his korban, accomplished that in every Chelek of the Bria there's a Chelek HaTov that has some redemption. Just like in the whole Bria, there was one Noah left, right, that deserved redemption, everything else not. But in the whole Olam, every man is a Olam, has an Olam Kotan, and there's a Chelek HaTov in everything. There's a Chelek HaTov in everything. And that Chelek HaTov is the saving grace of Adam. So that Chelek HaTov, Nichoach, Noach Motzachim Beni Hashem, in contrast to the rest of the Bria. So Noach showed that Lo Osef Lekalalas Ha'adoma Kiyetza Leva Adam Ramenura, but there's still a Chelek HaTov left in every Adam, in every Chelek of the Bria. In every Chelek of the Bria, there's some nitzots of Tov left. There's some nitzots of Tov left in every Chelek of the Bria, and therefore the whole Bria can have a Kiyum. And this is the same thing which Yitzchak smelled, that there is still a Chelek HaTov left, no matter what. There is a Chelek HaTov. I thought that the word Nichoach sends has that osius chai chayim. Noach wants a chayim bein Hashem, huh? That was Noach's gift. Noach's Nichoach has a nun and a yud, huh? And two chesn. Noach has the word Nichoach has the word chai in it and the word chain in it. That everything has a chain that remains. There's always that vayorach as reyach. That reyach tov. That reyach tov that remains, which is always there, which can't be spoiled. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu smelled in the Bria as a result of Noach's Korban, that there is always some ultimate Chelek HaTov. And this is what he brings, Afila in the Poshim, and Afila in the Ra, as long as it's there, Afila Poshi Yisrael, Asidim Shiitnu Reyach. And this can be tied in with a vote from the Bnei Yisrael. May I have to hear, I think 2 years ago. Bnei Yisrael brings out a Meuretik vote about the whole idea of reyach. Reyach. The Gemara said, "Menai shemevorchem ala reyach." Shenema kol hanshama tahalal ko. Eizo dovo shanshama nenis bimenu v'lo haguf hava omer zeh o reyach. How do you know you make a brocha when you smell psalmim? Because kol hanshama tahalal ko. The neshama enjoys reyach. Eizo dovo shanshama nenis bimenu v'lo haguf reyach. Why is this Chayach? What's the character of Chayach and Shama? He says, there are five Chushim in man. Chush Hariyah, Chush Hashmiyah, Chush Hatam, Chush Hamishush, and Chush Harayah. The five senses. As a result of the Chayt of Adam Rishon, the Eitz Hadas, four of the five Chushim participated in that Chayt, and therefore they were all Nifkam. But the Chush Harayah was not Nifkam. The Chush HaRayach was not spoiled, was not impaired. The Chush HaRiyah was Nifkam, Vatera Ho'isha. The Chush HaShmiyah, she listened to the Nachash. The Chush HaMishush, the sense of touching was Nifkam. The Chush HaTam was Nifkam. So four of the five Chushim, the four of the five senses participated in the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. But there's one Chush that did not have no shachas to that Chet. That's the Chush HaRayach. The sense of smell had no shaka for that chayt. So the reyach is not nifgam. Therefore, it says by the Melech HaMashiach, the haricho b'yiras Hashem. The pasuk says the Yishayah. The Gemara runs out. The morach v'doin. The Gemara says, Lo'osin, the Melech HaMashiach will be able to judge by smelling. He'll smell and he'll be able to know what's going on. There's taken the Gemara. The morach v'doin. He'll smell and he'll be done, because the chush hareyach The chush ha-reyach has no ta'arubis, therefore it's dovah sha'neshama and then it's being married. So, Eistach is that the chush ha-reyach did not suffer a pagam. So in that chelik ha-odom, that chelik ha-briya, which ultimately has some dovah tov that's not extinguishable, which is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw here in the Briya, there was a reyach coming out of the Briya from Chelek Atov, which cannot be completely extinguished. Just like Yitzchak, when he smelled the Brodim of Yaakov, when he smelled the Bogdim, and nevertheless, there was a reyach Tov that came out somehow. So therefore, that reyach HaNichorach, that ensures the kiyum of the Briya. That ensures the kiyum of the Briya. There's some ultimate chelik atov which allows the Briya to have a kiyum. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognized by Yochel. So before Noach's avoda, so there was a certain havdolah. Noach is tov and the rest of the Briya is ra and finished. Ki nicham ki asisim, finished. Only Noach remained. Afterwards, Noach atuf kitar akois achidim. That is a chelik of Noach and everything. Everything has a chelik of Noach and everything. Everything has that saving grace. Everything has that chelik atov. And that was the reyach anichoach, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu here, kevayochol, smelled in the carbon of Noach. And that's why the Baal HaTurim says, it's the same minion, as vayoch, as reyach begodav, al tikru begodav, el avogdav. This is the Baal HaTurim's, tushto here. Now, but as we said, this only takes care of the base tzaddikim, yamud. In the Briya, this is the kiyum to the Briya. But of course, the tachlis, of course, is to come to Avraham Avinu, to come to the chelik haTorah, which gives the Briya its whole schus hakiyum. It's all because it's going to bring out an Avraham Avinu. The old Yeshorim Yafriyah that we talked about before. And here, of course, we see Klor in the episode that happens to Noah after he drinks wine and becomes an Isha Adoma, that even this great Noah can also fall. I mean, this is the Isha Adoma by Yitza Kyora, by Yesh, by Ayin, by Yishko, by Yiska, by Soka Holo. Medrash says in Moshe Gezach, not here, here in Pash Noah. Godo Moshe mi Noah. Noach, Misha Nikra Ish Tzadik, Nikra Ish Ha'adosh, Nikra Ish Mitzri, Nikra Ish Ha'alekim. So there are all kinds of pshatim, but the simplest pshat is Noach is the Ish Tzadik, yeah? This Ish Tzadik without Torah, without the Kedushas Yisrael of Torah Mitzvahs, this Ish Tzadik from Moya can somehow slip up and become an Ish Ha'adoma. Of a Moshe, who's Moshe Rabbeinu, Vishenikva Ish Mitzri, is called, he can rise to become an Isha Elikim. So this Isha Adama slips up here. He slips up. So we see here in the Chumash that his three children each had a different approach to him. Shem Vayikach Shem Vayev Vazes HaSimlo. So Shem Vayefes did chesed with him and they covered his body. And they Be'avas Aviyam Lo Ro. But Chom, earlier, Chom violated him, say Chazal. Vayachom Aviknan Eis Elvas Aviv Chadam Asoso, Chadam Avobo. But he violated. Eis is Chom. Chom was Chom behaved like the Dor HaMabul before him. The Hashchosa. So Noach gives a bracha to his two children, Shem and Yefes, and a klola to Chom. And of course, according to Pirush Rashi and the Chazal, the Ikir bracha was received by Shem. And Yefes, even though Yefes was chronologically older, right? Yefes HaGodol, but Shem Kom and Yefes, Shem precedes Yefes, Machmas, his Tzidkis. So,
Baruch Hashem Elokei Shem, that's Shem's bracha. Yachta Lekim LeYefes Takya Eino Chinami Adorinishkon Biyol Shem. So Yefes is made a tuffle to Shem, according to all the pshatim. Yachta Lekim LeYefes Hakadosh Baruch Hu will give Yefes the beauty of Yofi Yaft. Various pshatim, but the Shechina remains for all Hashem. And Knan receives Chum, receives a klala. Ha'istachas Azoy. So, even if you look at it very simply, there seems to be Azoy. Shem is the Tov, and Chum is the Ra, and Yefes is somewhere in between. Shleptas Achnuch Shem is good. Shleptas Achnuch Chum, so it comes out by Antiochus Melech Yovan the Rosh. So, Yefes is the one that swings. Shem is the Koach, is the Tzadik. From Shem comes out Avraham Avinu. Shem is Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem. Right? Shem is the Shem is who Kohen Lekel Elyon. Shem is the Tzadik, and Shem is the seed from which grows out Avraham Avinu. That's the Chelek Atov out of from Noah. Chum is the Chelek Ara. So these are two poles, two extremes. Yefes, the right side. Here, if he's subservient to Shem, Bayikach Shem, Vo Yefes, he becomes a Vov to Shem, he's Nimshach Achay Shem. So Yefes can be a Brocha to the belt, right? It can be a Brocha. So all the beauty of Yefes can have meaning. It could have purpose because it serves the purpose of Shem. Yachta lekim leYefes. The Iker is the Shem, but it can serve. It's redeemed by the purpose of Shem. So it's a tuffle to Shem. But what happens when Yefes decides that he doesn't want to be Shem? He wants to be a tuffle for Chum, right? So he's nimshach after the Ra. So this same Yefes, we have the biggest tzaras from him. We have the biggest tzaras from Yefes. That's Malchus Yavon. That's Lashkichem Torosecha, Aviram Efuki Ratzonecha. Who's that? That's the Yefes, right? So Yefes can be a Brocha, and Yefes can be a Klola. So here you have here the whole picture of the Ganze Welt, I believe, here in these three sons of Noah. Shem brings out Kedushas Yisrael, Chum brings out the curse of the Bria, the Chelek Hara, and Yefes is the one who can't make up his mind. Here he belongs to Shem. Koresh built the base on Mikdash. Rashi brings over here Yafta Lekim LeYefes. That goes on Koresh, who built the base on Mikdash. The Baye Sheni. So there he was Nimshach. No, Koresh is the Timporas, but the Yafta Lekim LeYefes is, because from Yefes comes out Shabana Koresh, Hoye Mibnei Yefes, right. About the Ra of Yefes is when the Malchus Yavan decides that it wants to set itself up as the counterforce to the Klal Yisrael. Ashkichem Torosecha, Aviram Mechuk Yotzenecha. So here again, you have the whole inyan of the Bria and all the opposing forces of Tov and Ra. Here you have it in Noach and Noach's children themselves. Finally, let's go to the end of the parasha. After the Yasorah Doros by Adam made Noah Ad Avraham. So at the end of this week's parsha, I think we just should mention one thought about the Dor HaPlogah here, which is one of the most difficult parshas in the Torah to understand the Dor HaPlogah, and the Ramban also talks very bekitzer. But one thing that we glean out from the Ramban, and we see in the Rashi also that the Dor HaPlogah were kofrim be'ikir. Right? What did they want to do? Nas alon shame, huh? Right? They somehow they wanted to compete with Kavayova. Kofi, the Ramban brings, they were Makatas Benetiyas. Somehow they wanted to. This was not what we see from the Ramban, more or less, is the following idea. The Dor HaMabul was the chet of the Dor HaMabul was in its Yetzer. A Yetzer of Arayis, a Yetzer of Chomos. And even Avodah Zorah was a Yetzer. The Gemara says that before Ezra HaSofer was Mabakul the Yetzer of Avodah Zorah, Avodah Zorah was as much a Yetzer as today the Yetzer of Akabgiri Arayis. Now, it's hard for us to conceive of it. But Achav, the Melech Rosha, he had a Yitzchak, he had a passion for Avodah Zorah. And the Yetzer, all the Avodah Zorah of the Bais Rishon resulted from people having a passion for Avodah Zorah. But Ezra HaSofer was mevatel that Yetzer. There's no more Yetzer. It's got to be a Meshuvah to be a Novan Avodah Zorah. There's no Yetzer for it, but before there was. So the Chet of the Dor HaMabul was the Yetzer Leif HaOdom Ram in the Urav. The Yetzer, the Yetzer Hora, which brings one to Tavis, which brings one to Gzela, which brings one at that time to Avodah Zorah. So it wasn't it wasn't Kfira, in other words, it was a Yetzer. The Chet of the Dor HaPlogah was the Chet of Kfira. The Nasalon Hashem, the Rabbi Shalom is V'nas alon u'shem. That's what it really comes down to. So the chet of the Dor HaMabul was a chet in midas, one could say. And the chet of the Dor HaPlogah was a chet in seichel. A chet in seichel. And there were two kinds of chatoim, we know. For example, using the marshal of the Rashoim during the Bayez Rishon, Achav, who's the best example of the Malcha, the Malachim who were Rashoim. They were Rashoim because of a Yetzer, had a passion for that. It's not Kfira. Achav was a Mammon like everybody else. No question about it. The Rashoim and the Bayez Rishon, they were not Kofrim. They were not Stukim. They were not Baisusim. There was a Chet in Yetzer, a passion for Ra. But they believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they were of the Avodah Zorah just the same because they had a Yetzer to Avodah Zorah. But in the Bayis Sheni, there was no more Yitzchak Avodah Zorah. There we have a different kind of Ra. That was a Ra Kfirah. Similarly, is the chilvik between the chet of the Dor HaMabul and the chet of the Dor HaPlogah. The chet of the Dor HaMabul was the Yetzer Leif HaOdom Ram and Urav at its worst. The chet of the Dor HaPlogah was of a Yetzer. They decided, Vos Epis, why? Huh? We'll also become Balabatim. It's a Vinasa Lomushen. Vinasa Lomushen, like a Migdo, climb up there, and we'll sit on top. I mean, just to make it, putting it in very plain words. So this is the chet of the Raflo. And the emphasis is that, again, in Torah we have a tikkun for everything. Torah is metar the seichel, and Torah is metar the midas. Before Avram Avinu is a tikkun side for the Dor HaMabul and side for the Dor HaFloga. Avram Avinu is Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, that's the hepa from the Dor HaFloga. And the chesed and the tahara and the kvishis hayetzer of Avram Avinu, the tzitkas of Avram Avinu, is a tikkun to the chet of the Dor HaMabul. So Avram Avinu stands in contrast both to the chet of the Dor HaMabul and to the chet of the Dor HaFloga. And Avram Avinu comes upon the scene. We learn here, I just want to end with this Rashi. So what happens to Avram Avinu after he's born here? He lives with his father Terach, and he marries, and he goes out from Ur Kasdim to Canaan. And the last pasuk in the parasha says, "Vayu yemei Terach chomei shonim u'masayim shonim v'yomas Terach b'chorem." So Rashi brings over here the Mamre Chazal that Bemis Terach lived on many years afterwards. So why does it say here v'yomas Terach b'chorem? So Rashi brings here, so that it shouldn't be said, makes the whole, so that it shouldn't be said that Avraham Avinu was not Makan Kibbutz Av. V'lama hikdim akosit misosu shol terach litziyosu shol avram, shlo yi adav mefosim lakol, v'yom hu lokiim avram es kibudoviv, sheinichu zokin v'holach lo, l'fikach karo akosit meis. Then Rashi brings another pshat. What's the pshat over here? It shouldn't be said that Avram Avinu wasn't mekayim kibudav. So therefore, the posik, the parasha concludes as if Terach dies and then Avram Avinu goes. But the kasha, Hakawai wasn't being mekayim kibudav. So the Manal says in Goraya here, on Rashi, because Avram Avinu is the first Geir. Avram Avinu, Chila LeGeirim. And the Geir is Potter and Kibbut Av, because Geir Shin is Rak and Kotten Shinola Dummy. Avram Avinu is a new Haskhola. He makes a break with the past. Avram Avinu is Potter and Kibbut Av, he says. Avram Avinu is a new Haskhola. Kotten Shinola Dummy. Kotten Shinola Sira. A new birth. The Yichu starts from him. He's not Mesiachas, you have to tell. The Yichu starts from Avram Avinu on. Is Ramela, so therefore, Taka, as far as the new Bria of Avram Avinu is concerned, it's Vayomus Terach Bechoron. Right? Related, finished. Even though the Ma'am Chazal said Terach, the Tshuva and everything, but the history of the Klal Yisrael doesn't begin in terms of a Yichus from Terach. It begins the Yichus from Avram Avinu. Avram was the Rishon to the Yichus, Yitzchak Yaakov. And there's a total severance with the past. So therefore, the pasuk concludes by Yomos Terach B'chol. Happy Shabbos.